techno.
Hardcore.
You are listening to
Hard Get Hip.
All right, well, Trespass, hi.
Hi.
It's a real pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, same. It's this is the first time at Toulouse, of course, yeah. So I'm really excited for today. So.
Oh, really cool then. So we're going to start with the first question.
Yeah, sure.
What made you want to start making music and why this particular genre?
To be honest, I never thought I'd be a DJ, to be honest. I did this for fun, like back at home when I had no school and no work. I actually was doing graphic design and tried to make a living out graphic design. And I actually made music on the side. And when things not work out for graphic design, I started making music. And it started with house and R&B and hip hop and stuff like that. So after a while, I started making hardstyle. And then that didn't work out because like it's really hard to get into the, how do I say that? Yeah, it's really hard to get in the crew, of course. So that's why I started making my own version of the hardcore scene, and that's more like an up-tempo vibe. And I think I made my own sound really fast, and that worked out really well. So.
Okay.
Great. That's great. Up to the second question.
Sure.
What's the track that made you gain visibility and notoriety with the public?
I think it was actually I think two tracks. That was Two Clips, Bitch.
Okay.
That was my first hit, and then after a while, I got recognized by other artists and big artists. And MBK asked me to make a track together, so we made Basement, and Basement is it already has over 1 million streams. So I'm really proud of that one. And there's also a new collab with MBK soon, so that's a good one for the people who love Basement. So we're gonna try to make a Basement 2.0. So
okay,
that'll be awesome.
That's great.
Okay, now what is your best party memory that you've had?
I think it's the first time I heard my track live on stage. Party Racer played my track at Harmony of Hardcore, and also Spit Noise played a track of mine. So I think I was backstage, and it was the first time I had a backstage experience as well. So to hear your own track on a festival like that, and even that big, and see the people go crazy on your tracks, that's the best thing ever. So that's a memory I really cherish till the day now.
So it was a great celebration then.
It was it's a really weird feeling, because it's not even any drug can compare to the excitement and the vibe you get from all the people, of course. So that's a big plus, of course. So
what's a release of yours that you love the most?
That's a really hard question, actually.
You love all of them.
Mostly I love all of them, but I think it's my... I have to choose right now. That's a really hard question, to be honest. But I think it was... what would I say? I think it might be Two Clips, because that has a special feeling, because when he played for the first time, I heard a really crazy crowd response. So everyone was screaming on every kick. So I think that's the best track, and where I'm really proud of. Mm. And also Basement, of course, but that has its own vibe to it. So
So you have a really great connection with the public, and that's why
The best thing ever for a DJ is a crowd response, even if they're fist pumping, dancing to it, the big smiles, and watching the videos back, of course. And that's the best thing. And also the message that you get from Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook as well. I think that's the best feeling.
Must have been very great.
So last question, you said you've played a lot of styles during all this time.
Yeah.
So maybe you have a song that you like, but as a guilty pleasure, maybe.
That must be like a drum and bass and also like dubstep. Like it's really like heavy as well as like up tempo, of course. And the basses and the sound design in those genres is like kind of a guilty pleasure, because like dubstep is like, I think, too much for like a lot of Dutch people. So it's not that big in Holland, but like in America, the UK, and Germany as well, and I think in France,
they do
the high right here as well, I heard today. So I think dubstep, and especially one track that's from Heckler and Glades, Sonic Boom, that's a really heavy track, but people, I always tell them, brace yourselves when listen to it, but like the basses are really loud, so I think that's my guilty pleasure, yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much, Trespass.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
shall take them unto the people.
I'm gonna go get some more. of lurking in holes and skulking in darkness.
Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Darkness. Dark